Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler and Chris Kale here with you, presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals. We are live in the Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Studios, and it's time to talk some high school basketball. We're going to welcome in our first coach of the night, and that's going to be a coach that guided his team to a 19-9 record last season, regional runner-up in his division as well in his third year at Garraway, head basketball coach Terry Rao. Coach, congratulations on a great season last year and a great start to this season.
Well, thank you. We had a great group of kids last year that really gelled at the end of the season. They worked really hard for us. Had a nice tournament run, and like I said, off to a decent start so far, but the season's early.
Coach, on Tuesday night, you guys were able to slip by Indian Valley 66-57. Eric Miller with a big night, and Ethan Roden just a monster for you guys inside. Just talk about those two players and how your game went against Indian Valley. Obviously, we know Indian Valley, a very tough team, and going to be one of those contenders for the IVC title along with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Early in the game, a little sluggish. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well in the first half and missed some defensive assignments. Third quarter, probably, when you look back at so far this season with four games in, probably our best quarter of basketball. We shot the ball really well. I know Eric got hot. And then, like you said, Ethan had a big game for us. He was consistent throughout the entire game. I think he had 17 points, 16 or 17 rebounds, something like that. So in a game like that, with the size that Indian Valley and the physicality that Indian Valley brings, we had to play really good interior on both ends of the floor, and Ethan did a great job for us.
Coach, going back to that game on Tuesday night, I was there. I saw it in person, and I was very surprised, that Ethan was able to do so much damage on the inside of court with all those big guys that Indian Valley has. They're a big physical basketball team, but Ethan Roden did a great job inside and really helped your team offensively and defensively.
Yeah. One thing with Ethan, he's about 6'2", 6'3", about 200 pounds, so it's not like some of the giant post players that Garraway's had in the past, so his post moves really deal with just quickness, getting the right spot and making a quick, aggressive move. And that did give Indian Valley some problems throughout the game.
Coach, talk about kind of the technique of teaching kids that are, I don't want to say undersized, but just not, the 6'7", 6'8", kids. What is the technique that you use to teach the younger, smaller kids to box out and do it effectively against a bigger opponent?
Well, it's just one of the things that being a basketball player, you have to do that. No matter how big you are or how small you are, you're going to face guys that are going to be quicker than you at some point in the season or tournament. And you're also going to face some guys, that are going to outsize you. So you have to be just technique-driven with those players. And then also, as far as you look at offensive moves and so forth, look at what type of athletic skill the kids have and what they're comfortable with, and just kind of add on to what they can already do.
And, Coach, obviously we know about Ethan and about Eric Miller and some of the other guys. Can you give us some names to look for, especially for the listeners that don't necessarily follow Garraway basketball each and every week?
Yeah, of course. Corey Troyer, he's our point guard this year, and he's one of those guys who had a great tournament run last year, had some big games, very quick athlete, sees the floor tremendously, didn't shoot the ball particularly well Tuesday night, but he had 8 assists. He takes care of the ball very, very well. Austin Farron, we're thankful he's back. We kind of held him out early preseason, didn't practice him until right before Thanksgiving. And he's had a great start this season, had a couple 20-point basketball games. He's just also a very explosive, hardworking guard. Austin Monagle also starts with this, a heady player that understands his role. And then I think our bench is developing, and they really need to develop throughout the season if we want to have success in the games coming up and then have success in March also. I have Braden Yoder, a sophomore guard off the bench, and he gives us a spurt of speed and some scoring ability, much like Austin Farron did and Corey Troyer did last year. And then we have Brevin Raber, Austin Miller, two juniors who are steady basketball players. They're great teammates, and they've had some big key shots so far this year and have played some nice defense. And then we have a Jared Herman, a 6'4 senior, who is developing and getting more comfortable in the court. And just his length, I think, is something that we're going to be able to use at times during the season.
Coach, coming into the game tonight, host Ridgewood. Ridgewood coming off a season last year of 8-14, 5-7 in the IVC. They were fourth place in the South Division, but they were district runner-up. They had a nice run in the tournament. They got a lot of that talent back from last year's team. What do you expect from the Generals tonight?
Well, they're going to be very scrappy, very athletic. I really think there might be some spots where they might be a little bit more athletic than us. You know, their junior class is has been a great basketball class. I think it's just a great athletic class throughout middle school and early high school. Same thing can be said with their freshman group. They have a couple freshmen up on varsity. So they have guys that that can step out on the court and make shots and cause havoc on defense. I know they probably had a little letdown at Highland, but Highland's a very good basketball team, and that can be a tough place to play. So I think they're going to be a quality team that's just going to get better as the season goes on.
Coach, you have Ridgewood tonight, and then on Tuesday night you have Newcomers Town away down there. But then that's your last game till after the Christmas break, and it looks like you don't start back up until Friday, December 28th, when you're at home against Buckeye Trail, and then you have a back-to-back night there with Dalton as well on Saturday the 29th. Your schedule playing pretty good in your hands to end December.
Yeah, we hope so. You know, next week after our game Tuesday, it gives us opportunity to work on our basketball conditioning a little bit better. I know we had some guys banged up in preseason in November, and we quite couldn't condition the way we wanted to. So we have a chance to work on some skills basketball-wise. We have some chance to add some things on both ends of the court and just work on our basketball conditioning and strength during that time. And then hopefully enjoy a nice Christmas break and come back with a few practices and get ready for two opponents before New Year's.
Absolutely, Coach. We want to say thanks for joining us here tonight on the Big Z Sports Show. Go get them against Ridgewood, and we'll talk to you sometime after the Christmas break.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's Garaway head basketball coach Terry Ryle joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show, presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals, as the Pirates are getting ready to take on the Ridgewood Generals over at Garaway on the Hill. And we'll see how that game turns out here tonight. But we'll come back after this timeout and welcome in our second coach of the night, and that's going to be Strasburg head basketball coach Adam Hall. You're listening to the Big Z Sports Show, presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals, with Joe Geckler and Chris Kale on Z Country 99.9.